This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, the host, and also an American Family Farmer. One, I don't know if anybody else in the country, I say this humbly, has combined broadcasting and farming in the way that I do. I do a daily radio program. I do several weekend shows. There are a lot of people who were farmers that were involved in broadcasting. I think of Orion Samuelson. And I always call him Max Factor. The guys who do the TV reports, they are farmers, or at least they have farms. They don't really farm, but they own farms. At some point in time, they got their hands dirty. I don't know that they do now. I get my hands dirty. I love being on the farm. This time of year, making hay. I just planted the last field of corn, and feeding the cows is something that I have a passion. We have three new calves this week, and it's kind of cool. It just is. And it's part of my understanding how the world really works and communicating that to not only people that are interested in the farm, food, and family, but in general to people who are interested in the future of our pursuits of growing food, having enough. So with that, I bring you some of the news this week that's not earthbound, but from outer space. I'm looking at a picture right now, as a matter of fact. Let's see if I can do it justice. The old expression, a picture is worth a thousand words, so let's hope in fewer than a thousand words. What I'm trying to describe here is a picture taken, or many pictures, video, that is taken from the International Space Station, which is 293 miles above the planet. And it's looking at the environmental changes and what is being done, agricultural sectors, where the wind is, where the rain is, and all that sort of thing. But it also, on page 2 of this item, is a description of the things that are being grown in space. So there are two ways of looking at so-called space agriculture. One of them is that the fact that there is food being grown out there, sort of food, we're growing food where no one has grown before. Where's Captain Kirk when we need him? And that's really what's going on. They're growing stuff out there. That's where, remember Tang and a lot of the earlier things that were used by the astronauts? They had to develop, NASA had to develop food that could be taken into space and still was nourishing. So they developed Tang and lots of other powdered foods that became part of the first 10, 15 years of space travel. Well, now there are other things that have been developed, and things, there was, in, it was not facetious, when Matt Damon starred as the Martian, and he was stuck on Mars, and he had to grow potatoes in his poop, that, you know, wasn't far-fetched. That's something that actually has been done in the Space Center and can be done. They don't necessarily use poop, but as you know, everybody has to poop, and on the International Space Station, they got to do something with the poop. And the things, the waste. So that's what they're growing things with that up there. Now, back to how it affects what they're doing up there, how it affects the farmlands here on the planet. They are monitoring through the technology that they have. This is perhaps, you know, the most, at the moment, the best benefit of space when we're farming, you know, like everything else. You look up the satellites are watching over the farmlands. They've got new sensors in the satellites that are understanding what's in. And the implication here, it's very, I find it interesting, although I don't worship at the climate change God altar, I think there are things going on. A lot of people are trying to push what's going on in space because, you know, they think that the climate's being ruined and nobody's going to have any food. We have too many people on the planet. That's our real problem. And that's part of the CO2 problem, but nobody wants to talk about that. Because Americans, because human beings produce methane the same as cows. So you want to get rid of the methane, you got to get rid of human beings as well as the cows. Don't think that's going to happen. I hope it isn't going to happen anyway in a large-scale way. But I just thought it was interesting to go through this research being done by NOAA and NASA as to the farming technologies, how they're being changed here on Earth because of the work the astronauts are doing, and also the fact the astronauts are growing their own food out in space, in the space station. But as we go further, as we explore, as in that film, The Martians, you know, make it real. If they're out going to Mars and it's going to take them months and months and months to get there, they're not going to be able to bring all of the supplies with them they need. So they're going to have to grow their own food, and they'll be able to. There's a lot of stuff that's being grown with the lights, like marijuana is grown with LEDs. Some of these new aqua and hydroponic growing techniques involve 24-hour growing of lettuce in water in some of these. They're plants. They're factories. That's what they are. And there's a lot of stuff. So you go to the grocery store, a lot of the things that you see in the fruit department, in the veggie department, all are being grown in some of these hydroponic farms. So, bringing us back around to the American family farmer, are we going to use those techniques? I seriously doubt it, at least not probably in our lifetime. Who knows what happens down the road. But I think what has happened here is the realization that we have, what you can see is the results of so many people living on the planet and what that's doing, housing starts, what it's doing to farmland, and what continuing use of farmland without rest is doing as well for the product. So certainly, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. Doug Steffen here with the news on the American Family Farmer. Here's the news about term life insurance. The easiest way for you to buy life insurance and protect your family and get peace of mind is to go to Term Provider. No problem. They'll shop all of the top insurance carriers all around the country so you don't have to do it yourself. And you won't come up with the right answers because these people are comparing all of this all day, every day. Best possible rate, no matter what is the problem in your body. You may have diabetes, whatever you got. These people will find you insurance, even though most companies will say, nope, you've had a bad track record. They don't look at that at Term Provider. And the companies they will provide you to look at don't look at it either. Get on the bandwagon. Call 800-230-2777. That's the number for Term Provider. They've helped tens of thousands of people all around the country. So you're no different than they are. No matter what your problem, you can have it overcome by calling 800-230-2770. Get the scales tipped in your favor, please. $1 million in term life coverage is yours for less than $200 a month. Term Provider does the work. You get the benefits. That's the way to go. Get affordable life insurance by calling 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Coming up next on the American Family Farmer, a look at plastics in your soil.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. Remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Nice kid. Serenade from Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. The American Family Farmer continuing now. Doug Steffen with the pleasure of the company Maria Westerbos, who's the director and founder of the Plastic Soup Foundation. She's on the American Family Farmer guest list this week from the University of Amsterdam. So let's hear, Maria, your story. I asked you before we started to have our conversation how you became the director. It's because you're the founder. You were the first and only boss, so there were no other people applying for the job, right?
Exactly. I became my own boss. So I founded the organization, and then I started attracting volunteers. And in the end, we found a little bit money to pay people. And I was not even the first one who got paid. I was more or less the last one. But in the end, I still became the director. There were no other candidates, no.
One of the things that I find intriguing about this, there have been things, I do a couple of different radio programs, a couple of hours on health, but I do a daily program around America that focuses on general issues. And one of the things we were talking about the other day was how much of these micro bits and pieces of plastic, microchips, I guess, I don't know what else you call them, little bits and pieces are getting into our food supply. I believe that the discussion topic was beef and animals that are eating, and fish too, other, but in the flesh of the animals, the little bits and pieces of microplastics are being found because they're all over the place. And so if they're in the food we're eating, then it gets into our system. And I think that whether it's our organs or blood or whatever it is, these microplastics are being found more and more and more all over the place. So I think you've taken up the cause of educating people and trying to get this changed, right?
Yes, sure. And prevent it, because the more you should compare it with plastic, is for 99% it's made out of oil. So imagine you have oil in your blood, and there's oil in the blood of cows and pigs, and in that of pigs. And the oil is so small, so little pieces, that it can pass the blood-brain barrier even. So there is oil in your brain. And combine that with the fact that there are more than 1,000 known additives that are added to plastic. So, and those additives, chemical additives, are released in your body too. So you can imagine, we already know that animals are having big difficulties with coping with all this toxic in their bodies. But for us humans, it's the same. When it's in the blood of the animals and in the meat of the animals, it enters our blood phase too, and we know that already. There is proof that it's also in human blood. So, I would say this is very disturbing news.
It is, and it has its roots, as I said, you're studying this in Europe. We have the problem in America. In fact, we have the problem all over the world. And so in a moment, I want to try to figure out with you how we have gotten to the point where there's so much of this stuff around and how it is impacting our longevity. Conversation with Maria Westerbos, who is the director of the Plastic Soup Foundation based in Amsterdam, Holland. We continue on the American Family Farmer in a matter of moments here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
Back with the American Family Farmer Program, I'm Doug Steffen, the lady who runs the Plastic Soup Foundation over in Europe is here to talk about a problem that's not just Europe's problem, it's our problem everywhere. And one wonders, as if you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of these microplastics. So I guess my question, Maria, from the point of view of the listener, how did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Well, we produce too much plastic, and we don't, and our waste management systems all over the world are not good enough. So, and when it's about cows and pigs, and chicken also, and sheep, the most important cause is probably that we have everything, leftovers from supermarkets, leftovers from bakeries. It's going fentanyl into the production of cattle bigs. I think you call it also bigs, or dry food for the bigs that you feed to your cows and your pigs. So it's in the cattle food.
But do you wonder how it got there? Because I don't use commercial fertilizers and I don't use commercial grain on my farm for my cattle. But I know that there are lots of ways this stuff can find its way into the system. I guess getting it in isn't the problem. Getting it out is the problem. And so you have, this is your mission, as I understand it. The Plastic Soup Foundation is aimed at getting plastic out of the food. It would seem to me that would be a gargantuan job.
Yeah, that's very difficult. But if governments accept the fact that this is very bad news for the whole food chain and for human and animals, then they should forbid it. It should be forbidden by law. That's one. Secondly, of course, there is also microplastics and nanoplastics in the water we drink. And in the crops we eat, in the grass, because we now know that plastics is in the groundwater and plastics, microplastics are everywhere. So it's also in the crops. So we are having more and more difficulties by getting rid of this toxic polluter.
One of the things that we know here in America is that these microplastics have been used in things like toothpaste, in things like beauty products. Toothpaste, these little micro, they're supposed to help keep your teeth clean and white, and they turn, they're sort of an agitator, if you will, to get the things off your teeth. But then when when you're done with the toothpaste, you spit it out, it goes down into the waste system. And if you have a public waste system, it gets the water treatment plants, at least here in America, and I guess they do the same thing in Europe and around the world, they dispense the various particles. But because these are so small, it goes out with the rest of the trash, if you will. And now human waste is being used as fertilizer, as so it gets spread on fields, and around it goes as a vicious cycle, right?
It does. You're completely right. That is how it goes.
Yeah.
But it's also raining plastic. So, you know, even in the rain, we found microplastics.
We'll talk about how the plastic gets into the rain as we continue here. Pretty important discussion with Maria Restivas from the Plastic Soup Foundation. We continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 40 people are unaccounted for, including children, and more than 100 homes have been damaged or destroyed after devastating floods ripped through Whitewood in western Virginia on Wednesday. Virginia Governor Republican Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. After yesterday's Consumer Price Index announcement, inflation under the Biden administration is over 9%. Essentials like butter is over 26% more expensive. Eggs is 33% higher. Gasoline, 60% higher. A new car, 11% higher. Airline tickets are 34% higher than last year. Vice President Kamala Harris at the American Workforce Summit in Washington, D.C. says this is all under control.
Fighting inflation is one of our administration's top economic priorities, which is why we have taken action to lower the cost of living for Americans, millions of Americans.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today is Gerald Ford's birthday. President Ford was the 38th president of the United States from 1974 until 1977. Born in Omaha, Nebraska, Ford and his mother relocated to Grand Rapids, where he was raised. Set on law, Ford enrolled in Yale Law School instead of pursuing a career in sports. Ford served in the U.S. Navy during and after World War II. The Philadelphia Phillies were shorthanded this week when they began a two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays in Canada. Philly catcher JT Realmuto was banned from entering Canada because he's not a part of the COVID-19 vaccine participation club. Realmuto on NBC Sports.
I'm a healthy 31-year-old professional athlete, and I just didn't feel the need to get it. I've had COVID a couple times and super mild symptoms back when it first came out, and when it came time to decide whether I needed a vaccine or not, talked with a couple doctors that I knew and told them my story and just really decided I didn't think I needed it. And I wasn't going to take it just because I was told to, basically. So, yeah, but I mean, what's money when I'm not going to let Canada tell me what I do and don't put in my body?
If you think this could never happen in the United States, think again. Under the leadership of President Biden, roughly 40,000 National Guardsmen and 22,000 reservists that do not want this rushed vaccine substance in their body have been removed from duty. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm.
American Family Farmer Show on the air. Another half hour of our conversation, much of it devoted to the facts and info coming from Maria Westerbos, who's in Amsterdam, Holland. She's the founder of the Plastic Soup Foundation. You mentioned a few minutes ago that this also is coming down in the rain. So help us understand how it's getting up into the clouds so it returns to Earth in rain.
Yeah, it's very, when you have very small, plastic is breaking down in very, very, very small particles. Even nanoplastics, which is, you cannot see them but with the eye anymore. It's too small. And if there's a lot of sun and on the surface of water, then it condenses and it takes the little particles up. And, well, then it changes in the clouds and it comes down again and it's in your rain. They did tests by how much plastic there is in the air we breathe. They did put boxes on the roofs of big cities. For example, especially in London, they found a lot of micro and nano plastic in those boxes because it's raining from car tires and it's raining from all our clothes and it's raining plastic in the air. So if you are walking out there and you inhale fresh air, but especially, of course, in big cities, a little bit less, when you are living in agriculture surrounding where there is less traffic and less people, but in big crowded areas, you even breathe in a lot.
So is this would eat away at our systems, our internal systems? I guess my question, the question from people who are doing the work with you, the research, trying to spread this message around, because even though you have this foundation and you're focused on it, other people are now picking up the gauntlet and doing the battle, if you will, battle cry. So I guess my question, I don't guess, I know my question is, I would like some information on who's helping and who's hurting in this, individually and corporate-wise. Do you have corporate sponsors, for example, that will help you with donations so you can lead the charge to clean everything up? And are there likewise big companies that are trying to hurt you?
Of course. But the most important thing is that there are front-runners, companies that want to reduce their plastic footprint, and they're doing very well. More and more companies, especially in between multinationals and retailers, there are a lot of innovative organizations, and lots of them are not so well known by the big public, but they are changing their ways in a very a nice way. And what I always say is, it started all 70, 80 years ago. That's not so long ago, so go back to your grandma's time. You know, there is a lot of products without plastics, soap from Oma, from grandma, the toothpaste that we used then, there was no plastic in there. It's all from the last 80 years, so go back to the old times and change your way. Don't take an apple in a plastic bag, just take the apple, you know? And, there's thousands of ways to look back in time when it is well.
Well, you know, we're going back in time to when, as you've suggested, packaging started with plastic, or plastic started in packaging. I remember the first plastic I remember seeing or using when I was a small child, my grandmother's house, she had plastic dishes. That was the new rage in the late 40s after World War II and the 50s. People were making everything. The chairs were made out of plastic. The introduction of using plastic to build cars. Plastic became a part of everything. It's now called fiberglass, but make no mistake about it, it's the same stuff. And it's everywhere. I'm trying to, you know, and I'm on my farm, I think about grazing. I think about manure management. I think about what's going into the cow, what's going through the cow system, what's coming out the other end. There are a lot of great things that are coming out the other end that are helping microbially the soil to be better. But also because of the commercial feeds that are used, especially in the feedlot, these huge dairies, they're not really farms, they're factories, where there are thousands of cows, and they're eating processed foods, and so they're getting as sick as we as human beings are, all in the name of producing more milk. But what's the quality? Quantity, yeah, but what about the quality of the milk? And so when I asked who is hurting you, pretty much everybody in the food business is hurting you. The way that we now get the food delivered to us, the packages that, you know, food packaging. I have some raspberries, some blueberries, some blackberries open on my counter down in the kitchen because that's what I snack on doing my radio stuff. And they're all in plastic containers. They're all going back into the system to perhaps hopefully being ground up and used for other plastic things. But when you get down to this is not, people thought it was progress. It isn't progress at all. When you get down, it's hurting, it isn't helping. It may be easier. Some people think that progress is making life easier. I'm not so sure about that. What about you?
No, I'm sure. I call it throwaway living, you know. In the 50s, they said, you throw away living by plastic plates, and as you remember. And it was all about making life easier. Don't do the dishes anymore. Throw it away. We found a new material, and we can it's transparent and more hygienic, and you can see through it. And it's everything they still say, but nowadays it's becoming throwaway living for real. We throw away life because it's everywhere. It's in our brains. It's in our blood. It's in the ground. It's in the air. It's everywhere. So this is. This is devastating, very bad for the planet boundaries, for One Health, for the biodiversity. It's bad for everything. So,
you know, you're making me think about the stuff that there are lots of studies being done here. It's amazing how people skirt around what the issues are and what the reality is of what's going on. Alzheimer's and dementia, things like that, that have become an important part of research. Hello, Alzheimer's and dementia have always been sort of a problem, but they didn't become a serious problem until after World War II and until after plastics were introduced into our way of life. My theory has been for a long time, and nobody listens to me because they think I'm crazy, I give a lot of, if you will, credit to the plastics in our food, the plastics that are in the every all that stuff getting into our system, into our brain, and compromising our brain's ability to actually work. I think that it's the work of plastic. And I think down the road, many years from now, people will say, you know, Maria Restivas was right. She was right about plastic and how it's ruining our lives. It may be more convenient, but that doesn't mean it's better. We'll continue our conversation with the director and founder of the Plastic Soup Foundation here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about other things you're putting into your body and what you need to do to get rid of the consequences of eating too much fatty food. We all know that summertime is fun to have burgers, fun to have hot dogs, fun to eat corn with butter all over it, yum, have a lot of ice cream. All those things are swell. They make us feel good, and they taste good, but what do they do to your body? If you have too much of it, every Q&A session I've ever been in on this topic leads me to believe one thing happens. You get bigger, and you get fatter, and you get less healthy. So what can we do about reversing that trend? I know you like, I'm the world's worst offender when it comes to ice cream and cookies and stuff. But I got to get on to the program, as you probably need to and would like to. Why do you choose Calitrin? The question I get asked a whole lot. It's because it works, number one. Number two, because it's all natural. Number three, because it's easy to get. All you have to do is go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the nation's number one weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. It's made of a simple combo of aloe vera, of collagen proteins, digestive enzymes, and they go to work to rebuild your body's structure so you can hold the weight down and still hold your skeleton, your muscles together. How about that for a concept? Again, all natural Calitrin available by going to toploss.com. Check out all the information that's there. You'll be very satisfied with the results of your money back. That's their guarantee. Plus, right now, through the early summertime, you can get 3 months, buy at the regular price, and you get three more months, whether it's liquid, capsules, powder, all those things, same sale, same impact. And get on it, and it takes about 45 or 50 days for you to see the difference. It doesn't happen overnight, but that's because it's working on your body and it's good for it. So help yourself to goodness, help yourself to permanent weight loss, help yourself to the goodness of Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, and when you check out, please use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, to get free shipping and all that free supply. Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back now for some more with Maria Westerbos, the director of the Plastic Soup Foundation. The discussions here about microplastics, farm animals having them, I'm not sure that I get what's being done concretely to combat this, because the people who are responsible have so much money, they'll try to push you and others who are out there with a battle cry, they'll try to silence you, or they'll try to overcome people with facts that aren't facts. So, you know, I guess people continuing to donate. If you go to their website, by the way, which is plasticsoupfoundation.org, you can read about their mission and how you can help. Because we are the source of the pollution. We are the problem. And it happens to everybody. There's nobody who's not using plastic unless you're living in the middle of the jungle in Africa or Southeast Asia.
Even in the middle of the jungle. Yeah, the first thing we brought had people in the jungle was plastic beads. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right about that. That's true. Yeah. Right. All right. So then in terms of helping the individual, you can go to her website, to Maria's website, and contribute. We certainly have the stuff that is in beauty products, as I've said. There are things that we all know. We've seen the pictures of the whales whose gills are filled with plastic that they've consumed as they've followed ships around. The ships, all these cruise ships, dump their waste into the ocean, and the animals that are in the ocean are eating that stuff, and it's killing them, too. Do we have, is there an international day? I know I think last year there was something called World Cleanup Day. We ought to have that every day, but also there should be stuff in the schools. So how are you, what's the next step here, Maria, for you?
Well, what we do is we are working with the science club, and we're working with, if possible, we work with industry, which is innovating. So finding ways to reduce plastic. Mm-hmm. And, for example, there are companies now that, how do you say that? You have spider webs, and they are imitating the web like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and they are making a plastic, which is no plastic. It's coming from,
It's a different kind of synthetic, yep. All right, I'll send people again
it's
to your website.
And it's no plastic.
Right.
It's incredible.
Seems like it, yeah right. PlasticSoupFoundation.org. Donate to them to help the message get out and the work to be done. Maria, thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer. Maria Westerbos, director and founder of the Plastic Soup Foundation.
Thank you very much.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
53 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with my chance to be me. And to talk about the things that I hope are important to you. I find them important. I think of, there's always a couple of things that come across my desk every week that I think, what are my thoughts about that, and shall I share them with the people who are listening to this program? One of the things, the time of year we're in, I am involved on my farm. You can go to my website, eastleyfarm.com, to see what's going on my farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. One of the things I do is open up the farm every weekend. I suppose it's agritourism in a sense, that people can come. They can commune with the cows, if you will, see the new calves. They can see the new goats, the little kids running around. Kids, well, there are two kinds of kids, I guess. Children and goat kids, and they interface. There's chickens that people can look at, talk, and enjoy the eggs from. There's peacocks, there's pheasants, there's all kinds of stuff. And I don't have any pigs, though. No pigs on the farm, but pretty much a little of everything else. So that when folks want to go around the farm to see what's going on, they see the cows grazing. They come, they can enjoy. We have farmers markets on our farm, tours. There are lots of educational activities. We have hay rides in the proper, you know, in the fall, there'll be pumpkin patches, that sort of thing. I don't grow any food other than the food that I feed to the cows. So the things that I bring on the farm, farm festivals, as a matter of fact, people can come and have weddings. I think this is something that you can do and you can promote. I know it's the new way of farming, and a lot of the old timers don't like it, but I think it's part of the survival. I'm doing solar on my farm. I'm trying to grow cannabis in a small section of the farm because it's all there. We don't make enough money. None of us do, really. If it's a corporate agricultural domain that's run by some bean counter, yeah, those guys are making money. And dairy right now is doing fairly well with a price of milk about $34 a hundredweight, which is about twice what it was 2 years ago at this time. And so, in a sense, the Kerrs that run the folks from Suiza and Dean Foods and DFA that have controlled the price of milk, the guy who got the bonus of $3 million when he was running DFA / Dean Foods for getting the price of milk down to $16, I think it was $16.84 or something, the lowest price milk has ever in the modern era been. And so all the farmers are going out, except for the big factory farms. This was aimed at enhancing factory farming so that these people at DFA don't have so many people to deal with. They don't have to truck the milk from so many different places. It's all a salacious attempt to screw you over. And so we resort to other things on our diverse farms so that visitors can come, we can charge them, we can have other events. But is it farming? No. It's part of farm medicine, however, to be able to keep the life going. Many people, as you know, maybe many of you have jobs off the farm so that you can afford, have the luxury of keeping the farm going so you can help others enjoy fresh food. I think it's one of the most, it's the least acknowledged part of American farming, that which farmers have to go through. And people say, well, you don't have to be a farmer. Well, somebody's got to do it. If you have that attitude, who's going to be responsible for providing you with the food? We've spent a lot of time on this program this hour talking about the microplastics that are in the food, and that comes from these big corporations putting stuff into the feed that, you know, and into our lives, the toothpaste with the microbeads, all of that stuff, and the feed that maybe they know that it's there, and maybe they don't know that it's there, but it's there. I'm talking about the producers like Purina that do a lot of the commercial feed growing and packaging. You know, those people, are they aware of it? Do they even care? I don't know, but I know I care, and I know you care once you know it. And so anyway, the more we protest these things, the more we're kind of hurt by it, and that's why we sometimes have to turn to the agritourism, and people say, oh, it costs so much money for liability insurance. And how about the safety measures? You know, tractors are not safe by design. They aren't safe. So there's a real, you know, there's the back and forth again. And this whole commentary, as most of my commentaries, are aimed at getting you to think not why you're still doing it, but how you do it better. And so as I leave you with the thought about coming up with things that you can do, you can control on your farm that bring a lot of people to the farm so they can see what's going on and enjoy it and pick some raspberries while they're there or buy fresh produce because it's fresher and probably less expensive than the grocery store. That's my idea this week. My commentary, Doug Steffen, here on The American Family Farmer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.